Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own? Like it's constantly demanding your attention, even when you're trying to relax or focus on something important? You know that feeling when your notifications are blowing up and you just can't seem to resist checking them, even though you tell yourself you'll get back to it later? Well, friends, you're not alone. We live in a world saturated with technology, and it can be incredibly tempting to constantly be plugged in. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into setting healthy limits with technology. This isn't about ditching your phone or becoming a digital hermit. It's about reclaiming control and using technology intentionally instead of letting it control you. Think of it like this. Technology is a tool, just like a hammer. It can be incredibly useful when used correctly, but if you swing it around recklessly, you might end up hurting yourself. So, let's learn how to wield that digital hammer responsibly. Now, I want you to grab your favorite beverage, whether it's coffee, tea, or even just water, settle in, and get ready for 5 key takeaways that will help you set those healthy boundaries and reclaim your time. Number 1. Recognize the impact. Before we can set limits, we need to understand how technology is affecting us. Are you constantly feeling stressed? Is your sleep suffering? Are you finding it harder to focus on tasks? You know, the classic symptoms of digital overload. Take a moment to reflect on how your relationship with technology is impacting your overall well-being. Number 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire digital life overnight. It's like trying to run a marathon without training. You're setting yourself up for burnout. Start with small, manageable changes. Maybe it's designating specific times when you check email or social media, or turning off notifications for non-essential apps during work hours. Remember, consistency is key here, folks. Number 3. Embrace the power of no. This might sound a little harsh, but trust me on this one. It's okay to say no to that extra meeting, that late-night email response, or even that social media post request. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources. Don't feel obligated to constantly be available or responsive. Number 4. Find alternatives. There are so many amazing ways to spend your time besides scrolling through your phone. Read a book, take a walk in nature, call a friend, learn a new skill, the possibilities are endless. When you find yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom or habit, try switching gears and engaging in a more fulfilling activity. Number 5. Make it a ritual. Just like brushing your teeth or having breakfast, establish rituals that help you manage your technology use. For example, maybe it's putting your phone on, do not disturb, mode an hour before bed, or creating a dedicated workspace where you leave your phone out of sight during work hours. Now, picture this. You're at a beautiful park, enjoying a picnic lunch with friends and family. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and everyone is laughing and having a great time. But then, someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. Suddenly, the atmosphere shifts. Conversations become strained, laughter fades, and the beauty of the moment is overshadowed by the digital world. Sound familiar? This is what happens when technology intrudes on our real-life connections. By setting healthy limits, we can ensure that these precious moments remain truly present and meaningful. Let me tell you, folks, this isn't about deprivation, it's about liberation. When you start setting boundaries with technology, you'll find more time for the things that truly matter. Connecting with loved ones, pursuing your passions, and simply enjoying life to the fullest. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Turn off those unnecessary notifications, schedule some tech-free time, and rediscover the joy of being present in the moment. Remember, you're in control. Don't let technology control you. Share your thoughts on this episode with us using the hashtag digitalminimalism. And until next time, keep it real, keep it intentional, and keep detoxing that mind.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.